ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vav Chelek Beis. In the Indian of Goynev Nefesh, the Chiyav that the Torah is B'chayev, the Chiyav Chedek, on top of that's Goynev Nefesh, U'b'choroi, the Mechaz Chinuch, in Mitzalam Vav Ois Yedalid, says that this, that Yechayev a Goynev Nefesh, is Dafko, like the Lashon HaPasuk, that you're only on a Geneva, on something that's done secretly. Masha'ekid gzeva, if someone would be goizel nefesh, but for hesia, you go into a house, take a person out of the house in front of everyone, and go and take him and sell him. Says the Mechaz Chinuch, he's not chayiv, it's not part of the chiyuv haTorah. The Torah says dafko gneva. The Lashon HaPasuk is dafko gneva. And the Mechaz Chinuch assumes with the pshitas that therefore a gzeilus nefesh is not chayiv b'chal, it's not nichal the chiyuv misa of the parsha of gnevas nefesh. If you look at the Sefer Meiser Rekeach on the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Tes Mehilchas Kenevo, he brings down from a child's Shuvis Reb Tzal Ashkenazi in Shail Labet Tes, he brings down the same Nice as the Mechaz Chinuch, and the way the Tshuva look starts, the Shoyel asked Reb Tzal that, how could Chazal learn up as that Loisignoi, the Aseret HaDibris is talking about a Goizel Nefesh, is talking about someone that stole a Nefesh, I'm talking about Gnevas Mabed. He says the Lashon of Gneva doesn't apply to Gnevas Nefesh. The Lashon of Gneva, the Chayyur means Shaloi Bidas Bailev. And the Chayyur, every time he's stealing someone, unless maybe the funny case where he's sleeping, but a normal case where he steals someone, he's aware of it. It's Bidias HaBailim. The Bailim are aware that they're being stolen. So the Chayyur, the Lashon should have been Gzela, Loisigza. Why does the Torah use the Lashon Loisignoiv? So how could Chazal Darshan from the Pasik Naseres Adivis of Loisignoiv that it's referring to Gnevas Nefesh? So Reb Tzal Ashkenazi writes it back in the Tshuva, and he says he doesn't understand what he's asking in Kasha and Drosh's Chazal, the Pasuk of Mishpata that clearly talks about Gnevas Nefesh, Goynev Ishu B'chari V'nib Tzvi Yadoi, over there it also uses the Lashon Gneva, and that's clearly talking about Gnevas Nefesh. So you see that you can use the Lashon Gneva on Gnevas Nefesh, and he says, and it's Poshet, that you chayiv on Gneva, and you Pater on Gzela. He says, the idea, if you go and you steal someone, like the Mechaz Chinuch assumes, that if you go steal someone in front of everyone, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. And he says, the Lashon of Rambam is mashma like this. The Rambam says, Dafko, a Lashon of Gneva, Yignei Ben Adam, a Lashon of a Gneva. And he explains the reason for this. What's the reason for this? What's the time of the crow? Why would the Torah only be Mechaev on Gneva, not on Gzela? So he explains that if you grazel someone before Hesia, then the person's not Ovod. If everyone's aware, everyone knows about this gzeva, so he's not of it. He says, "Asidim balizoya lipol." The people, the strong people, are gonna usually end up falling, and they'll be able to get him back. And he says, even if not, people could come and be paid to him. He's not lost. Everyone's aware of where he is. The whole problem of gnevas nefesh, where the Torah was makbid to be mechayev the person misa, is only when someone steals someone secretly, and no one's aware of where this person is. So then already there's a problem that he's of it. He's of it from everyone. And then he goes on to explain a very big chiddush to answer the etzem question, why is this called Gneva? L'chayra, if it's bidasa bailin, l'chayra, it's gzeila. Says Reb Tzal Ashkenazi that the reason why it's called Gneva is because the dasa bailin, the hagoyin of enei bal, the one that we're discussing, the one that's being stolen from, is not the person that you're stealing himself. Ubailav him oviv v'ochiv v'shar kroivav sha'anik, the person that we're looking at as the Bailam in this Gneva is the people that he's being stolen from, his Kroivim, his father, his brothers. Those are the people that are being stolen from over here. And since they're not aware of it, since they're unaware of the Geneva, since he's doing it secretly from them, that's why it's called Geneva. That's the tshuva from Betzal Ashkenazi. When the Meister Ikeach comes to argue, he says it's such a chiddush to make someone potter in cases where people know about it. He says would have had to been Muskar Lahedion Chazal. The Gemara should have discussed this. The Gemara should have spoken this out that if you do it for Hesi, you potter. And he seems to assume not like the Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, not like the Michas Chinuch. And he says it's no difference to Gzela, Gneva, and Gzela. He says there's no right from the Lashon HaRambam. Lashon HaRambam is the same thing as the Lashon HaPasuk. It's nothing more that you could see in the Lashon HaRambam. And he says that he says that L'chayrots before that you need to have Asura on Edim. What if B'chayev, Rashi Alter speaks up before, you need to have Asura on Edim. So L'chayrots, how could it be? How could we say that you're only chayiv when no one knows about it? The Edom, before you stole him, were master, don't go and steal him. And then they saw him, they saw that he stole it. So these Edom could be mefarsim to everyone. How could we refer to that as a gneva? And therefore he seems to argue on Mechaz Chinuch and Rebtzal Ashkenazi. So we have interesting machlekes over here. Whether or not someone that steals mefarsim is also nichal on the parasha of gnevas nefesh. And we also see an interesting yesoid from the Tzal Ashkenazi, how to look at Gnevas Nefesh, that the lomdus, how we look at the Gneva, is a Gneva from his Kravim, that you're being mabdul from the Kravim, which Alfiz says very move on, the drosh of Rab Shimon, the din of Rab Shimon that we have in our sugya, that if you sold him to the Kravim, you sold him le'echav, that wouldn't be considered as Gnev Ishu Bacharai, since it's still in the Rishus of the Kravim, and the whole yesoid of the Gneva is to be mabdul him from his Kravim. Now we discussed in the first shiur different shitas in the din of Chatzi Dover, and we said that there's a shitas Rashi, and Baba Kama Daf Ayin and Beis, Rashi over there is mashma that the difference between Shtei Cyrus and 3 years Chazaka is with 3 years Chazaka. Each year, each Kat of Edom is seeing that he's being mochzik in the Sadeh, he's being machzik in the Sadeh. And we said over that the Birch Shmuel Baba Basta Simon Tess and Ois Aleph brings out for Reb Chaim that the Pshan this Rashi is Alpi the Shita Saramban. The Ramban says on Daf Ben Beis of Abbasur, the Ramban Shita and Chazaka Cheskes Kimoshanim is that Be'etzim right away you have a Chazaka. First year, maybe even the first day, you have a Chazaka, you're sitting on the Sada, that's enough. The reason why we need to have a Chazaka of 3 years is only because, like the Gemara says at Daf Chav Tesam and Alf and Baba Basur, that a person only loses his Shtar after 3 years. Before 3 years, there's a Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha. Since it's a Reyes of Achvi Shtarcha, so therefore, you can't win with your chazaka that you have right away. And if you look in the Chedushi Aran in Baba Basur Daf Nun Vavam Beis, it's also mashma like this. It's also mashma from the Lashon Aran, the way the Aran explains it. It's also mashma like Baruch Ber brings down for Reb Chaim that the Yisoid of Rashi Shitas is boni on this Shitas Aramban that the chazaka happens right away. Now, Lefize, it would be hard to understand why this would be a dimyon to Eretz Sugya with Gnevas Nefesh and Mechiras Nefesh. The Gneva and the Mechira, each thing by itself is not enough. In Cheskes Gimel Shanim, where over there are Rabbanon, don't look at it as a Chatzi Davar. That's because, like we said from Reb Chaim, that Be'etzem each year would be enough by itself. We just need the other 2 years to take off a Reyesa, but Be'etzem Kat Edim, they're being made on the Gufa Chazaka. Each Kat Edim with the Edis on their year are being made on a full Chazaka. They just need a Tzir for 2 other Kite Edim on the other 2 years to be Mesalik, the Reyes of Achvish Torcha. Mashekin over here, where it's Be'em is only a Chatzi Davar, L'chayr over here, there should be a problem. There should be a problem that even like the Rabbanon, it should remain like two Cyrus, like that the Gemara and Baba Kam and Baba Basu say, that the Rabbanon Amayde, that has a din of Chatzi Davar, that being made on one Sar has a din of Chatzi Davar. L'chayr, we could be B'yashiv Rashi, Alpi, the Yisayid we said over in the first year from the Ar Sameach, to be Miyashiv the Shitas HaRif, that he explained the Shitas HaRif, that the Rif explained, that Cheskes Kibbol Shanim is different than Shtei Cyrus, is because the Cheskes, the Edus on the Cheskes Kibbol Shanim, each Edus Bifnei Atzvei also has a Teres Edus Legabi to be Mechayiv, the Machzik, the Peyrus that he eats, in case his Chazaka wouldn't be successful. So says the Ar Sameach, that's only the Rif was only coming to explain the difference between Cheskes Kibbol Shanim and Shtei Cyrus. Mashekin Edus, which is Be'emes being Mechayiv, says the Ar Sameach over there, it's posh that the Rabbanon would look at that as a Dover Shalom and not as a Chatzi Dover. Only in a Raya, only in the Edus that's a Raya, then the Chachamim have a Chiluk between Shtei Cyrus and Cheskes Kibbol Shanim. So we could say this in Rashi also. We could use this Ar Sameach to answer Rashi also and say that Rashi is Mechalik. that Cheskes Gimel Shana, we look at it as a Dover Shalem, it's only because that's an Idus on a Raya. Or Idus in a Gufa Dover, that's Poshet that will be telling the Machaikas Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva. But if you look in the Chedushe Aran by us, it seems like the Ran is going out there with Rashi, and the Ran explains the same idea that since Emes there is a Chiv over here, a small Chiv going on, a Chetzi of a Chiv, it's a Scholos HaChiv over here, Al Yedeido, the Idus of the Gneva is already a Chetzi of a Chiv to the Chiv of Gneva's Nefesh, so therefore, the Ran says that's why the Rabbanan agree over, Rabbanan argue over here, and they hold it as it did of a Dover Shalom. It would be a little mashmah that he's going up Piderach Rashi, unless you matrik that his lashon means like the Ar Sameach. So the Chayra would be a little mockim to be Yashiv that even what the Reb Chaim and the Ran seem to say over there to explain the difference between Cheskes Gimel Shonim and Shtei Sairis, maybe we keep a Yashiv that it would be a dimit over here also. This Be'emes in the Shittas HaRambam, the Achroinim and Baba Basra and Cheskes Abatim, I'm Bechadushay Rebuven at Simon Yud Aleph there, they're Machiach, that it can't be so simply that Be'emes, there is an Emes HaChazaka right away in the first year, and all we need the other 2 years for is just to be the Salak, the race of Achvish Darcha. They have problems, but it came when there'll be a Suffolk if he was there for the full 3 years, Zuchaira, it would be on the other person to bring the Raya. The Machzik should say, I was for sure here for a year, I have a Chazaka, you want to prove that I have a problem, Achvish Darcha, it's a Lechel of Raya. And they have other such questions on the Shittas HaRamban, and therefore they come out that in a Hanami, if not for the problem of Achvish Torcha, there would have been a Chazaka right away. But now that there's a problem of Achvish Torcha, now, in order to have the full Cheskes Gimel Shonim, in order to have the full Chazaka, you need to be there for the full Cheskes Gimel Shonim, and all 3 years are necessary for the Chazaka. Because once there is a problem of Achvish Torcha, we don't look at the Chazaka, the Karka Yor Rishos, until you're there for the full 3 years. So therefore, maybe we could explain that the Mechuvin of Rabbi Baruch Ber B'Shem Reb Chaim over here, and maybe the Chedushei Aran and Baba Basra Daf Devav, is not to say that the whole Chazaka is bonnie on one cat, and the other two Kitei Einim is just there to be Mesalik to Reyesa. Maybe they just mean to say that since B'Yisoid, are sitting on a karka for years, B'Yisoid a full Chazaka, Be'etzem, if not for a side problem that's being Memait the Chazaka, it's just a svara to explain that it's not like Shnei Sairis. Shnei Sairis, one Sairis is nothing. Shalosh Shonim, each year, Be'etzem, Mitzad Atzmai, the Chazaka, gives a Chazaka. Now, since there's a problem of Achvish Torcha, that takes away from the Koyach HaChazaka, and therefore we need to have full 3 years. But since, they're just explaining a Svar, that since without the Koyach of Achvish Torcha, it would be a full Chazaka, so we don't look at each year as a Sar Echad, that's nothing until you have 3 years. Each year is something, just not enough, since there's a race of Achvish Torcha until we have full 3 years. And therefore, maybe even the Rebbech Ber and Rebbech Ber B'Shem Reb Chaim and Iran don't mean to say, as they seem to say at face value, that the full Chazok is already Nigmar in the first year. They just mean to say is that each year is something. It's not nothing like a Sar. And therefore, that would be a good dimin to Arasugya, Sarachian, if this is the Mechovin of Reb Chaim and Iran. We discussed in the first year the Shittas HaRif. The Rif holds that the only time where there are Rabbanan arguing with Rav Kiva and they hold that it has a din of a Dover Shalom is only in Eichatibs where the Eidos would be negated to something else. Now, the question was from Arsugya, what is Gneva and Tficha Bechira have to do with something else? So we said over from the Lecha Mishnah, we said over in the first year a Teretz from the Lecha Mishnah. So now let's just discuss what the Lecha Mishnah himself says. The Lecha Mishnah himself says the Teretz a little differently than we said it over in the first year. The Lecha Mishnah himself says that since the Eidus HaGneva makes him possible the Eidus, if someone steals a Nefesh, he's over the Lav of Leisigdo, even Aser said Dibris, and therefore he becomes possible the Eidus. So since the Lav of Leisigdo makes him possible the Eidus, so therefore, says the Lecha Mishnah, that's just like what the Gemara says in Baba Kamo and Baba Basra, that Gona V'Tavach, or Kiddush Ubal, over there, since the Eidus HaKadush B'Fnei Atzmi is a good Eidus, and the Eidus HaGneva B'Fnei Atzmi is a full good Eidus, so therefore we look at each Eidus as a Dover Shalem. We look at each Eidus as a Dover Shalom. Since the Kedushin, but again, the Kedushin, when the first Adam come in and say that Ishus B'Kudeshus, that is a Dover B'Fnei Atzmai. So therefore, even though they're trying to kill, the next Eidus that says Baal also is considered as a Dover B'Fnei Atzmai. So therefore, says the Lecha Mishnah here too, if the Eidus HaGneva will make a possible Eidus, so therefore that has a din of a Dover Shalom. And then the Eidus afterwards of the Mechira would also have a din of a Dover Shalom, just like Kiddush Baal. And Gona V'Tovach, the Gemara says in Baba Kama that Gona V'Tovach doesn't have a problem of Chatzidovar. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri over here in Hilchas Eidus Perek Chavala Falacha Tes is betam on him that svar that the Gemara uses for Kiddush Shubal, a gun of a Tavach, is nothing to do dafka with the Rabbanon. That's a svar in Rav Kiva also. So if we assume that this will be a dimming to that case, then it wouldn't be telling the Machaikis of Kiva and the Rabbanon, it would be Lekuli Alma Dover Shalom. And Rav Shach and Avi Ezri explains why Be'emes, it's not like what the Lecha Mishnah is saying. Why is the Lecha Mishnah not right in this Svara? L'chayr he's saying, he's making a good dimion to the Sugya. So says the Avi Ezri that the case, the Mechuvin of the Gemara in Baba Kama, and the Baba Basra, where the Gemara says that Ganav U'Tavach does not have a din of Chatzi Dover, even the fear of Kiva. And the Gemara makes a dimion to Kiddush U'Baal. The Pshat over there is the Gemara is explaining that Kiddush is the thing with the atzmei. That is a chalois kedushin. That you're only chay misa with two way duyes. You need, first of all, to know she's bekudeshes. And secondly, to know that she's baal, it's not because you need two things to become chay misa. It's just, you need to have first the metzias of a eshes ish in order to be chay misa. So the first cat of Adam is establishes that she's a ishes ish, and now the second cat bifnei atzman is mechayev the isha misa by saying that she was bezane. We don't look at it that there are two kitei Adam that are being mechayev the person misa. We just need to know the facts, establish certain facts before we know that it's shayach bichal that she was chayev misa, and that's what the gemara is being medama to gona v'tovach. The chiyav of tficha mechira is for the tficha itself. The tficha itself is mechayev you the extra two or three times depending on its ashar or set. The fact that you need a gneva first is just to make the chayfetz, the chayfetz agonov, to allow us to have the chiv, to allow us to have that mitzias of having a chiv, of tficha mechira. That's what the Gemara means here. And therefore, if Tesis and Arasugya is bedamit, learns up that that's the pshat lefi chiskiya, why the Eidah mechira are going to be chayiv. Like the Gemara says, it since the Eidah gneva bechayiv malkus, so therefore the Eidah mechira could be chayiv are considered a kulei dover. Says Rabbi Ezri that the law of this will also have to be that the chiyev of Gnevis Nefesh Lefi Chizkiya that holds each one's Zechuda Kaima is just for the Mechira, is for the Mechira of selling a person that was stolen by you. We just need to first establish that he's stolen, and the chiyev Bisa is going on the Mechira itself. The Gneva is Chayim Malkus, it's its own Esser. You just need the Gneva, and therefore that's why we don't look at it as a Chatzi Dover. Each thing is a Dover Bifnei Atzmai. And therefore says the Avi Ezri, Masha Inkein, when we have two Eduyas, that one's coming to in the fear of Yechram Be'emes, that holds a Gneva. Gneva is a Chatzi Dover, the fear of Akiva. And the fear of Akiva, the Halacha is the fear of Yechron. The Halacha is that it's totally in the Machagis of Kiva and the Rabbanon, Pashas, the fear of Rishonim. So therefore, says the Avi Ezri over there, we're never going to come along and say a svara that the Gneva is needed for a side thing, for passeling. That doesn't make the Mechira not Chatzi Dover. There's two separate part things that you need to be Mechayev Gneva's Nefesh of Yerub Yechim. You need the Gneva, you need the Mechira. It's just in the Rabbanon Shita, the Rabbanon know that if the Eidus is the Geat, a side thing, so then they hold that would be a good Eidus. And therefore says the Avi Ezri that the Lechemisha's Teretz over here is Tamuah. Like we spoke in the first year, that he speaks out that we could use the derech of Lecha Mishnah to answer the kasha, just not with the way he says it. We could say that it's the gear for the Rabbanon, because both the Gneva, says Rabbi Ezri, and the Mechira, both they're separate lavim, and each one with the Atma is going to make him pasal the Eidus, and therefore, like the Rabbanon, the feeder Rabbanon, that will be enough to make it Nachati Dover. But to make a dimyan to Gona V'Tovach, and to make a dimyan to the Sugya of Kiddush U'Baal, says Rabbi Ezri, that wouldn't be the pshat over here. Now the Chayra, the Pashas and Svar of the Chayra will be like the Avi Ezri, like Reb Shach. But if you look in the Raivet on Arasugya, in the Kos of Shom, in the Asagas on Arasugya, he asks this Kasha. He asks a very similar Kasha on the Rif. He asks that the Rif comes along and he explains that the reason why Cheskas Gimel Shonim doesn't have a din of Chatzi Dover the Feeder Abanon, why is it different than Shtei Cyrus? The Rif explains because the Eidos of Shana Achas would be able to be Maitzi payers from the Machzik, therefore the Rabbanon don't look at it as a Chatzi Dover. As the Ravid Im Kain, it shouldn't be a Chatzi Dover the Fira Bekiva also. Because we should say that the first Eidos is an Eidos on the payers, and then the second Eidos should be a good Eidos, just like we say in Ganav Tovach and in Kiddush U'Baal. So we see l'chayr from the Ravitz kasha that he understood like the Lecha Mishnah, that once we could establish that an Eidus is somewhat negated to something else, therefore we would look at the Eidus as a dover v'fnei atzmoy, as a dover, and then the second Eidus would automatically be able to be also a good Eidus. And if you look in the Ravitz, he answers, the Ravitz teretz is that in the case of Cheses Gibel Shonim, the Eidus that we're saying it's negea for is the afuke the machzik, is to be mighty payers for the machzik. Masha'egin, the edus that they're trying to be mitzurf to, the edus that they're being mechavin letzarif, is only to cheskes gimel shanim, is the other way, is the edus that's being the toivas a machzik. So says the Ravid, if your edus is negea, to be mighty from the machzik, you can't use that to make it a narachati dover, clap it all the way around. That's the Ravid svara. So we could maybe stretch the Ravid Svara to who I did over here in this case with Lach Mishnah tried to explain that the psul over here, the fact that we're making the Gana puzzle should make it not Chatzi Dover. Maybe the Ravid could also say over here that since that's not the Iker Eidus that I'm trying to do. In the Ravid's Teretz, the Ravid has a very clear point because he's saying there's a difference that one Eidus is for one side of the entire and the Eidus that I'm trying to even serve is the other side of the entire. In Agamar, they're both going against the Ganev, the both ones coming to pasul the Ganev, ones coming to make him Chayim Misa, but maybe that alone, that it's a side factor in the Eidos, it's a side thing, that would also be enough to maybe fit into the Ravid's Teretz. The Ayin Ba'aruch Lener, it says a similar thing over here in our Sugya, to explain this problem, that why we don't have these Svaras of Kiddush Baal over here in our Sugya. So, L'chayret Yetzet, we have Machlekes Lecha Mishnah and Avi Ezri over here. The Avi Ezri seems to hold that the whole svar of Kiddush Baal is only if we're established, it's a lomdish svara to explain why the two things are be'emes not being mechayev the misa. Why the two things are not being mechayev the dal v'hei. It's only one thing that's being mechayev dal v'hei. It's not a svar that could be used any time that the first edus is the get to something else. We said that the Ravid in his kasha seems to assume not like that, which would be like the Das Lecha Mishnah. Any time the edus b'yisoides the geah is established as a dover l'gabi something else, that would automatically take care of the problem of Chatzi Dabar. And we said Tzarchi, and maybe in the Ravid's Teretz, we could push other things into the Ravid's Teretz also that would take care of the problems in our Sugya. So we discussed in the first shir why the fear of Yechanon that holds that a Ganev, since it's a lab, Adita Mazaris, Bises, Bezdin, does not get Malkus. Why doesn't he get Malkus? Why would he not get Malkus? Why would the Edim not get Malkus? In a Chanami, there's no Kasha Zomam because they weren't Machayev, the person Malkus. But maybe they should get Malkus because they were over a lab of Leisana. And we said over from Rashi that Rashi says the reason why they don't get Malkus out of Lav She'im Be'Maisa. And we discussed the different Kashas with this Rashi. The Baal Amor over here in the Sugya says a different reason why the Edim don't get Malkus. He says because the Edim that were being made on this Ganev that stole, since the Ganev himself doesn't get Malkus, because his lab is Nitin Lazarus Bises Bezdin, says the Baal Amor, therefore we look at the din of the lab of Lysana of the Edim Zaymim also as a lab of Nitin Lazarus Bises Bezdin. And therefore they're also Pater from Malkus because of the reason of Lav Shedin Lazarus Bises Bezdin. Not because of Lav Shedin Maisa, says the Baal Amor. He says that good for the Chiddush. The Baal Amor is coming to explain over there. That is the Chiddush why the Machlek is Chiske Reb Yechron, whether or not the Edim get Malkus. Why he explains that's the reason why the Gemara was established the Machlekes in a Kechatibza of Edim. Why didn't the Gemara say the Machlekes in a case that he gave the Ganav himself? Which that's really the Nekudas HaMachlekes. Does the Ganav get Malkus or does the Ganav not get Malkus? Says the Baal Amor, this is additional Chiddush to explain that even the Edim don't get Malkus, even though they were Ivar Lav Deloy Saneh, and I would think they get Malkus similar to Edim that are made on a Begusha Bechalutza. So even though they don't have a Kasha Zobab, Afal Pikin they get Malkus, says the Baal Amor, that's the Chiddush over here that Rabbi Yechron holds. Ain Leikin, even though there's a lav loisana, and he says the reason is because it's a lav shenita in Lazarus Bises Bezdit. Since they were being mechayiv, the ganiv, they were being made against him in a lav shenita in Lazarus Bises Bezdit, so therefore their lav of loisana we also look at as a lav anita in Lazarus Bises Bezdit. Now the Ramban argues, and we already said over the Shita Saramban himself, he holds the reason why you don't get Malkus is because of lav shein by Maisa. And the Ramban argues, and he brings a raya. He brings a raya from a Gemara Baba Kama Dafayin Dal, which we discussed in the first year, that the Gemara over there says that someone, two Edim that are made on a Reitzeach, someone that kills, and then the Nirtzach, the person that they claim that he killed walks into Bezin, Baharag Baraglov, and their Avis becomes Hukhash. There's a sad in the Gemara over there that you get Malkus if you hold that Chash Alab. If you hold that Chasha Lab Tchilas HaZoma, and they're not able to become Huzam anymore, the Gemara breaks down that you get Malkus over there. Esther Amban, L'Chayra, the feet of Balamor, you shouldn't get Malkus, but it's a Lab Anitin Lazarus Bises Bezdin. They were trying to be Mechayiv this person, Oritzeach's Lav, is a Lav Shitin Lazarus Bises Bezdin. So therefore, the Lav Leisan over here shouldn't be able to be Mechayiv the Eden Malkus, and they should also become potter because their lav of Lysana should also, we should look at it as a lav Shanit and Lazarus Bises Bezdin, because they were trying to be Mechayev someone on a lav Shanit and Lazarus Bises Bezdin. That's the Rabban's Raya, not like the Balamar, that there's no such Svara, and Eidim that are made against someone, even if they're being made on a lav Shanit and Lazarus Bises Bezdin, they will get Malkus. There will be a Pashta Moshkam L'Yashiv Divrei Balamar that. And it seems like that is the svar that the Balamor is saying, that it's choluk from the Gemara. Our sugya is choluk from the Gemara Baba Kama. Our sugya is talking about a case where there are edim zoymimim. There are edim zoymimim. But emes, it will be shaykh to them, the din of kasha zomam. The reason why they're not getting kasha zomam, the reason why we have nothing to give them for kasha zomam, is simply they weren't machayiv the person any malchus. So therefore, as the Balamor says, a very good svara, that is the din of kasha zomam. That you try to be mechayev the person something, you'll get that same thing. So over here, since they try to be mechayev the person alav shenit and lazarus bises bezdin, so therefore their din is also that they're chayev on the loisana alav shenit and lazarus bises bezdin. Masha'ekin the sugi baba kama where they don't have the din of kasha zomam. They don't have the din of kasha zomam. The din of kasha zomam is not here because they were hukhash. They weren't huzam. So then they don't have the parish of kasha zomam. So then they could get malchus on loisana for being over the alav of loisana. And our sugya is different from Begrusha and Begaluta. Begrusha and Begaluta that you get Malkus, even though also over there you eat the Zaymimim. But over there, the reason why you don't get the Kasha Zom is because the Torah has Xerus Akosov, that when you made on a Begrusha and Begaluta, you don't get that, you don't become a Begrusha and Begaluta. When you're being made on someone that's Chayiv Gol, it's Xerus Akosov that you can't get that Kasha Zomam. And therefore, you get Malkus. You're over Lysana, you get Malkus. But in the case where there's no Xeris Akosov that you can't get the Kasha Zomam, the reason why you're not getting Kasha Zomam is simply because it's Lav Shanit and Lazarus Bises Bezdin. Over there says the Balamar, a very clear Svara, that therefore the din of your Kasha Zomam is that you should be Potter. That the same way you were making him Potter, he was remaining Potter because it's Lav Shanit and Lazarus Bises Bezdin. So therefore you're also going to be Potter. There is a Kiyam, somewhat of Kasha Zomam here, that you shouldn't be Chayiv. And therefore, it comes out of Chiddush from the Baal Mor that the fact that you became Edim Zoyman makes you more Kal. It's Mafkia, your Malkus from Lysana, because the Kasha Zoman will give you a tour that you have the same din as the person you're trying to be made on. Chiddush will be a big Chiddush in the Baal Mor, but that's what it seems like the Baal Mor is saying. And if he's that's Pasha, it's Matur, it's Rabban's Kasha from the Gemara Baba Kama, which is not talking about a Zoma, it's talking about a Kasha. So over there, of course, you could get Malkus on Lysana. The Gemara, the Maskana in Chizkiya, the Gemara explains that Chizkiya holds that since Chizkiya's Shita is that you get Malkus on the Gneva, therefore the Eide Gneva are Chayiv Kashazam, they're Chayiv Malkus. And the Eide Bechira, they're going to be Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara says that there's no problem of Chatzi Dobar here, because since the first Eide Gneva are coming, Lal Koisin is Chavin. Therefore the Eide Bechira are considered a davar shalom ifnei atzmi, like Tesis explains that. But Aleph, it remains like Kiddush Ubal, the Eidei Mechira are a davar shalom ifnei atzmi, they're the ones that are being mechayiv yud misa. Now, the reason why the Eidei Gneva are not chayiv misa, even though the Eidei Gneva also tried to kill him, right? Tesis explains, Tesis says it's sad, they're talking about they're being master him lemisa also. We know that they're trying to kill the person. Afal pikein, the Gemara says that Yipater, kivin dal koisin is chavin, they could say that we came in to be malkehim. So there's a seems to be a machlekes rishonim how to understand the svara and chizkiya, why the Eide Gneva are potter from misa. Why don't they get the chiyah misa? They were trying to be mechayiv in misa also. So the Baal Amar says clearly that the reason is because their edus is not an edus that's mechayiv misa. Their edus, the Gneva, has nothing to do with misa. It's the chudah kaimal fi chizkiya. It's a separate lab ifnei atzmei. The Baal Amar explains that since it's a lab ifnei atzmei, automatically chizkiya holds that's not a chedek of the chiyah misa at all. So they're not being made bechlal in the chiyah misa. That this is being made that he stole, and therefore it's possible he will now become chayiv misa. But they're not being made bechlal in the chiyah misa. But if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos Divrei Masel Gneva, he says, Akash al-Khayr, what's the reason why Rabbi Yechon holds a chayiv? Why can the Edom come along and say that they didn't come to be mechayiv in misa. They came to paslim. They came to paslim la'idus. He was over lav. They're coming just to make him paslim la'idus. And Tais says, v'chitei, you're going to tell me that you need to be masre, that the edig neiv have to be masre, and that if you're going to steal and you're going to sell him, you're going to be chayiv misa. As Tais says, imkein, then what's the pshan in Chizkiyah? How could Chizkiyah say that the nachay misa if they will ahead your masrim la misa? How could they say la koisin is chavin? So we see from Tosfos that Tosfos understood and Tosfos kashalk upon him. Tosfos assumed not like the Baal HaMor. He understood that the reason why the edig neiv lefi Chizkiyah aren't chayiv misa is not because the bechlal mufka from being chayiv misa. The reason is because they could say that we didn't come to be mechayiv misa. We came to give him malchus. Like the Gemara says at Daf Mem Aleph, that even late people that come to be made on a Naira Murasa that she was bizaneh, they're not dafka chay, the Edom Zayman aren't dafka chay misa. Could say the Israel Bailabana, we were just coming to ask her on her Baal. And so as long as the Edom have a different, could say that they had a different reason why they came into Bezdin, the halacha is that they're not chay, they don't have a din Edom Zaymim. And Tosfos in his second teretz remains with this. Tosfos in his second teretz remains with this svara, and he says that in a chanami, the paisal Edos, we don't say a svar of the paisal Edos bano, and we're talking about that you weren't masra. We're talking about you weren't masra, and that's why Chizkiyah could say like koisin is chavin. So Tosfos in his second in his kasha and his second teretz remains with this, and he argues with the Baal HaMor. Tosfos in his first teretz, Chayes being mechadish like the Baal HaMor. Taisa's first tarot says the oilam you were master in lamisa, and afal pikel fi Chizkiyah you don't have a din edim zaymimim because Chizkiyah says gneva l'chuda kaima k'moy edi kedusha edi bia, like this like edi kedusha we understand are not coming to be mechayiv in misa. Says Taisa who I did over here l'fi Chizkiyah by edi gneva, which is the chayes and the svaras of Baal HaMor. So chayes the two terutzim and Taisa over here the vermasal gneva. Are we chayil kufa if we say the Baal HaMor svar or not? What's the pshan of Chizkiyah? Do we say that the svar of Chizkiyah is like the Baal HaMor, that the gneva is bechlal not shayach to chayiv misa or no? The gneva also shayach to chayiv misa. And if they would be trying, if we know that they would be trying to kill, they would came to be kill the ganev, the halacha would be that they would have a din edim zayim. Just they could always title al koisin is chavin. That's the reason why Chizkiyah holds that potter. Just like the Gemara Dafim Aleph, where two edim kavim made on a nairim rasa, their mizana, apple pikin, they don't get a din edim zayimim, because they could say, lo isra bayil abonim. They could say, we came for a different reason. And the Chazanish, in Sibid Yotest Oisbeis, says that there's a nafkamina between the two terutzim of Tosfos. He says, what happens if the Eidei Gneva and the Eidei Mechir come together in Bezdin? They say clearly, we're coming to be Mechayiv in Misa. Says the Chazanish, in such a case, you can't say La'al Koisein Eschavin. It's clear that they came to be Mechayiv in Misa. And in that case, so Fitaisis first, Fitaisis Kasha and Taisis second Teretz, the halacha would be, the Yechayiv, and the Eidei Gneva also Chayiv. Mashaikin Lafita Baal HaMor. And Tosfos' first teretz that explained that the gneiv is b'chlal not shayach to chayiv misa, says the Chazanish, even in this case, there will be potter. They weren't b'chlal coming to be Mechayiv in Misa. And the Marshal has a kasha over here on our sugya. He asks that L'chayra, how do we know the maskana b'chlal that Chizkiyah doesn't argues on Rabbi Yechel and Gabi Chatzi Dover and he holds like Rabbi Kiva Dover v'lechatzi Dover and Pashtis, the b'chuvin of the Marshal, is that Rashi, the maskana sagamara, explains this. Rashi in Divrei Abaya, later on in the sugya, Rashi explains that by Shnaim Oymer Mefaneinu Gonav, Shnaim Oymer Mefaneinu Ochal, the halacha is the fi Chizkiyah, your potter, because he's sober like Rabbi Kiva, because he holds like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yechel says that Rogav is going like the Rabbanon. So the this is the Marshal is speaking out clearly where he's asking him, but the means to ask him this Rashi. How did Rashi come out with Maskonat? Does any? We did we see in Chizkiyah Bechlal that he argues on Rabbi Yechel Lagabi Chatzi Dover that he doesn't hold it in Chatzi Dover. We just explained that fi Chizkiyah it remains a Dover Shalem. The case of Ar Gemara, since the first Edom could say that Al Koisin is Chavin, it becomes a Dover Shalem. So L'chayr Hu Adin by Ben Tzayir and Meira, by the two Kite Edom, by Gonav V'Ochal, also we should look like that, like it's two separate Kite Edom, like the Baal HaMor clearly explains that L'fi Chizkiyah, the Gneva L'chuda Kaimo, Mechir L'chuda Kaimo, Gneva, late Chizkiyah says the Baal HaMor, you b'chay Momen on the Gneva, stop b'chal Shayach Terchi and Misa, and L'chayr asked the Marshal, where do we see the Maskana that there's such a problem? You look at the Marshal, and the Marshal is Batama on the Marshal. Where does he know? Where does he know that in a Chanami, no one ever said that this is a Machlekes Maskana about Chatzi Dover? And he speaks out, Elamai Yotomi is asking on Rashi. He says, Rashi is explaining Abaya Lefi the Havimino of the Gemara. Because Abaya was before Rapapa. The Maskana of the Gemara was Rapapa's Kash and Rapapa's Teretz. Abaye was lived before a papa, so therefore Rashi explained divrei Abaye l'fi the half of the Gemara. In a chanami, the maskana said Gemara. Rashi would have never said that. That's a marshal's madche, the marshal's kashul, which is on Rashi. He says that Rashi's only going in a havamina. In a chanami, the maskana is not like that. But the marshal that understands the chayr not like this, that Rashi is going even the maskana. He explains that the reason why Rashi learned that there's still a machlekes chatzi davar over here is because Chizkiyo was mashma that the edik neva are never chayim misa. Even in a case where they weren't master bechlal. Now, if they're not master bechlal, they can't come along and say that they claim to be made to be mechayiv the person malchus. How can you say you're coming to be mechayiv malchus if you weren't hisur by bechlal? So therefore, it says the Marshal, in that case, why is Chizkiya pater? Therefore, Rashi is in a case where they're not coming for malchus, then it remains a chatzi davar, and that's how Rashi understood that Behechr Chizkiya still has to go like the Havmin of the Gemara, like Rebbe Kiva. That in a case where you're not master by the malchus, in that case, you are coming to be Mechayev and Misa. Obviously, he's understanding that you don't need Asra, like Tesis assumes at one side, that you don't need Asra on the Gneva to be Mechayev and Misa. But Akapadev says to Barshal that over there also it's Mash, but the Chizkiya patters you. Now, why would he patter you over there? Over there, they can't come along and say that Al-Khaisin is Chavid. Therefore, says the Barshal, that's why Rashi understood that. Even though Maskana, we still have to say that in a case where they can't say Al-Qaisin is Chavin, that you stamp Potter, because it's a Chati Dover, because you're not coming for a side reason of Malkus. You're co-coolly coming for Misa, and copy Misa, you have a bit of a Chati Dover. That's how the Mashal answers Rashi. Now, L'chayr, this Mashal is a word that he understood, like Taisvis, he's learning in Rashi, like Taisvis is having me, like Taisvis' second teretz, not like the Balamar and Taisvis' first teretz. But if you feed a Balamar and Taisvis' first teretz, there's no difference. You would always be Potter. There's no such thing as becoming Edom Zayimim on the Gneva to be Bechayiv Yumisa, because the Gneva is not what it's being Mechayiv Misa. Even if you can't say Al Kaisin is Chavin, the Gemara, when it says Al Kaisin is Lav Dafka, the Gemara just means to say that it's a Dover Bifnei Atzmoi. And therefore, L'chayr, the Marshal is a word, he's learning up in Rashi, Kedivriyat, like Taste the Second Teretz, and like the Baal, and that the Yisoyed of the Torah over here is because they're Lahedya being Mechavin for Malkus. Anytime that we know that not being Mechavin the Malkus, in a Chanami, they would be Chai Misa of MS, and that's why Rashi has to say a new Svara, that he holds like Rebbe Kiva, that Dovar V'loi Chatzi Dovar, and even in this case, you'd be Potibus, the Edis is a Pos, would be Apostle Edis in the Seicha Tibetza. There's a Ran in our sugya that speaks out an important point. He speaks out that this that the Edik Nebar Chayiv for Edib Zaymimim is only an Echatipsa where they come in, they're being made after the Ganav had already sold them. Because if they come in first and they just being made on the Gneva and there was no Mechira yet, then there's no Tzad, even though for Rebbe Yechon, they wouldn't be Chayiv Misa for Edib Zaymimim on a Mechira, on a Ganav or Macher, that never happened yet. And therefore says the Ran, it has to be that the God was already God of a Machar. So now, when I come into Bez and I say that he stole, it could be that I'm coming to be made a Chiyam Misa, part of a Chiyam Misa. But if I just, first I'm, the person stole and I'm made on the Gneva, and then he only after that went and sold it, so I can't become Edom Zayim on a Chiyam Misa. It didn't happen yet, but that's when I was made. That's what the Ran speaks out. Now, the Chayr, we just have to understand the practicality of what the Ran means over here, because we're talking about someone that Lav Dafka stole, Lav Dafka sold. We're talking about Edom Zayim over here. The whole story never happened. So it's a little hard to say that the time point of when they came in was after the Mechira, because the Mechira didn't happen and the Gneva didn't happen. There were stories that were made up. There were Edom Zayim we're talking about over here. So you have to say that even Afal Pikein, even in their made-up stories, when we don Edom Zayim, we have to discuss how it is in their made-up story. In their made-up story, it has to be that they're coming in their time, they're coming and being made on the Gneva, the fee after the Edom Mechira claim he sold them already. If the setup, even the fee their Edom Sheker is, that they first the Edom come in and said that he stole, and then only afterwards the Edom Mechira are being made, that they only was Meicher afterwards, and that Echatibza, the Chayyah, the Mechuvah of the Ran is, you wouldn't be Chayyah Misa. Which is a Chiddush, because the Chayyah, what's the difference when the Edom Mechira make up when the Mechira happens? But the Chayyah, that's what's before in the Ran, that when we dan Edom Zayman, we have to dan the fee how we were Makabal the Edus, the fee how we understood from the Edus before they became Huzam. Now, this Chiddush of the Ran, Yesh La'ayin, the Chayyah, should be told in two Terutzim and Taisis and Baba Kama. It's the Taisis and Baba Kama, the Chav Gimel and Beis, the Vermaster of Leish Moreno, who goes on to the Chav Dalam and Aleph. And over there, it's totally in two pshatim b'teisa over there. Teisa is talking about a case where three kita edim came in and were made that a shor was a gef three times after another. And they become husam. The Gemara is before that you b'chuyiv to pay for the nezik sholim that they're going to be mechayiv him. Now Teisa is bothered by a problem, with an obvious problem, that the shor wasn't a gef yet the fourth time. He's chayiv nezik sholim on the fourth time. And it's totally in two truths of Teisa's how to learn this up. And one tarot of Taisa says that all the Gemara means is we're not trying to make him be mechayiv. We're not talking the Edom Zayimim. We're not discussing the chiyuv on the fourth degicha. The fourth degicha didn't happen yet. We're discussing how much were they mafsa for the bialim, because when a shor becomes a shor muid, the price of the shor drops. Obviously, if someone's not, does not, people aren't dafka willing to buy a shor muid. Shor muid is a big achrayus. No one wants to have a shor muid on their hands. So therefore, we're not discussing the chiyuv mamon of the hezek. We're discussing the when three peers of Edom come in and they're made at a shor, it's a shor muid, that makes the shor drop in price, and that's what we're discussing over here. That's the chiyuv of Edom Zayim, which the Gemara is discussing. Taisa and his other pshat says not like that. Taisa says no, that since they're being made, they're trying to make him into a shor muid. When tomorrow the shor is going to be in a geach the fourth time, even though this is something that happened after the Edom already made, they're gonna have to pay half of the hezek. The first half obviously has nothing to do with them, that the Bailam would have been chayiv anyhow. But the second half that they b'sheker made up that the shards of shor muid, that part they're gonna have to pay the azama, even though the hezek only happened after they were made in Beis Din. If you look at the Pnei Shua and that Taisvis and the Chastavid, they both don't understand this. They say, how could this be such a thing? B'shas te'edus, there was no such chiyiv. How could it be that I have a din edim zayimim on something that was never mechayiv? I wasn't mechayiv such a chiyiv. How could it be that you have a din edim zayim on it? And the Pnei Shua says, every time someone's made on Isha that she became a gdayla, that I'm going to be, for the next 120 years, all that virus that he does is chayiv misa, I'm going to be chayiv edim zayim on that. How could it be such a thing? That's a plain shuas batama, ayin shom, tzarech liyashiv divrei ha-taisis. But akaponim l'chayu l'fi, that teretz of taisis will be bestarved that he could argue on the round in our sugya, and he could learn our sugya, even if two edim came in and said that he was gonav. As long as we know that they're trying to get to that point, they're trying to be mechayiv misa, we see somehow we know, maybe from the fact they will master him l'misa, or from the fact that they're being meramis together with the edim achira, we see that the edim gneva be'emes are trying to be mechayiv misa. The halacha would be, even though he was only mocher afterwards, the halacha afal pikin would still be that they could be have a din edim zayim and michayim misa. So chayr comes out this machlekes, this chiddush of the Ran Arsugya is totally in the two terutzim of Taisis Baba Kama. If when we're made three kita edim are made on a shor muid, could they become chayv have a din edim zayim afterward on a negicha that only happens afterwards? Or do we say no, like the Pnei Shua seems to nema with the pshitas, that it can't be every chiyuv of Edom Zayim is only on chiyuvim that were already there b'shas when they were made? The Gemara goes on, Amar of Asi, Edim mechir b'nefesh ahuzmu, eina rogi, mitoich shiachaloymer abdi mecharti. If two Edim come in and they say that they saw someone sell someone, the halacha is that they don't have a din of Edom Zayimim. If the Edim mechir, the Gemara l'maskana says, come in before the Edim gneva walk in, they're part of the Nachayiv on Azama, why not? Because they could say Abdi Mecharti, they could say their Er Edus was Bechlal Nara Edus on Mechira. Er Edus was Bechlal Nara Edus on Mechira, because it could have been that it was Abdi Mecharti. We didn't see any Gneva over here. We're not being made on a Gneva. All we're being made is that he sold this person. Maybe it was his Eved Ivri. And therefore, that's the reason why if Edi Mechira come in before Edi Gneva come in, and the Gemara explains that even though the Edi Gneva are on their way into Beis Din, and they're being Meramis to them, Afal Pikein, as long as they were the Eid Mechira were made first, the halacha is that you potter. So Taisus asks that Lachayr, why would it not help the Ramiza? The Gemara says by us that if they're Meram, even if they're Meram is Apple Pekin, they could say Abdi Mecharti, they could say who said Bechlal that it was a Gneva here, even though they're being Meramis. Taisus asks that Lachayr neged the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says that when three Kita Edom walk in to Beis Din, three kita edim come in three different days. Each cat comes in and it's made on negicha, and they're mitzarev to make him into a muid. The fact that one's being marabis to the other one, that lets us know that they're trying to make him into a shor muid. So as Taisus, why in our sugya do we say that the remisa doesn't help us know that they're trying to be mechayiv misa? And over there we say that no. And the Gemara Baba Kama, even though right now I'm only being made on one negicha, since I'm being marabis with the other three kita edim, we see from that I'm trying to make him into a shor muid. So Tosis gives two answers to this kasha. Tosis' first teretz is that it's different types of remizas. The remiza on that Gemara and Baba Kam is more serious. Every single day, the three Kiti Adam came together in Bezdin and they're motioning to each other. We see that they're all working together. That's a very strong remiza. And Aristotle is talking about that they just waved to each other one time. That's a very weak remiza grua, and that's why with an Aristotle we say that the remiza is nothing. Tosis' second teretz says a difference between Eidin Nefashis and Eidin Momin. In Eretz Yisrael, we talk about Dina Nefashis. Dina Nefashis, you need to have more. It's not enough, a little remiza. Masha Eikin, and Dina Mominis, and Dina Mominis, when the nice is only Chiyam Momin, over there says Taisvis, that will be enough to the remiza. Now the Rambam brings down our Gemara. The Rambam Perek Chav Aleph, Halacha Tes, brings down our Gemara. And the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, that L'chari, the Rambam brings down the Gemara Baba Kama also, that three Kita Eden that walk in to make a Shar Mur, and they're being Meramis to each other. The halacha is that they do have a Din Eden B'Zayimim, and he brings down, takes the second Teretz, the difference between Din and Nefashis and Din and Mominis. Reb Chaim, over there in the Rambam, Reb Chaim brings down this Kasha, and he explains L'chari, the Mechuvin of the Kesef Mishnah, why the Kesef Mishnah didn't bring down Taisa's first Teretz. He says, because Taisa's first Teretz is a bit of a Kimto. And the Rambam stimus, the Rambam's Lashon is a very hard to put this into. To say that there's a difference in the Metzias of the Remizas over there and over there is a little hard to say in the Rambam. And that's why Be'emes, the Kesef Mishnah, didn't say this Teretz. The only Teretz we could say is that the Dinim are different. That Dinim of Fashis is different than Dinim Mominis. And Reb Chaim goes on to say his own Teretz. It seems like he's not happy with the Kesef Mishnah's Teretz. And if you look at the Chedushah Aramach, a Rishon in the times of the Rambam is Masig on the Rambam. He says that the Rambam says to himself, he assumes the Ramach, that the two sugyas don't go together, and our sugya that says the Ramizah doesn't work is going to have to go like a different teretz in the Gemara Baba Kama, can't go with this teretz in the Gemara Baba Kama. And he says it's very shver that the Rambam brings down both Gemaras. And then he brings down, takes the second teretz, that maybe there's a difference between the Fashas and the Babadis, and he writes it at Veloy Noir. And the Chayr, the problem is, if you look at the Divrei Yecheskel, Tzimachof, he's also Batama, that how could it be, the Chayr, where do we find any chalukim to Dina Mamas, Dina Nefashis? He says, Dina Mamas, the Chayr always, you need more to be Maitzi. Dina Nefashis, go bas arrive. Dina Mamas, you don't go bas arrive. Where's this chalik between Dina Mamas and Dina Nefashis? What's the svar of the chalik, Bechlal? So that's the Chayr, why Reb Chaim wasn't so happy. That's the Chayr, the Mechuvin of the Loin Noir of the Ramach, and why Reb Chaim wasn't so happy with this Teretz of Tosis. But I saw a possible beer. And Sefer Simchas Yeshua from Simcha Baiman on Baba Kamo, but there he explains that maybe the lobness of taste over here is because in Edom Zaymimim, Chutz and Etzim Edus, it's a vor, like we spoke out through this year, that they need to be Zomam, they have to be trying to be Machayev the person Misa. That's part of the Aveiro, not only the Etzim Hagodas Edus, but it has to be Hagodas Edus with the Zmama, with trying to do it. So he says that maybe it's Cholok, Din Edus on Momen, and Din Edus on the Fashis. We know that there's a difference, the Gabi, the Din of Yedia B'lai Ria. But it is the Fashis, the fact that I know that someone killed, that's not enough, I have to see it, there has to be a Ria. My Shagin Din Momen is, as long as I know that it happened, I have a Yedia Brua that it happened, that's enough to be mechayev the person mamon, and therefore says Reb Simcha that in this eicha tibza it's cholok, the remiza is only enough, not enough that I don't see that normally when Edom come into Bezdin and they say they're trying, we know clearly we see that they're being mechayev and misa, but in a case over here that we don't know for sure he's trying to be mechayev and misa, we just see it from the remizes, that's only umdara. You look at the lashon, Reb Chaim himself also says it's umdara the muchach, it's a clear umdara that they're trying to be mechayev and misa. But maybe that's not enough for Dina Nefashis. That's not called seeing. That's just knowing. That's, we have a idea from a fact that they're trying. That they're trying to be mechayev and misa. That's not a idea mamish. That's not a ria mamish. That's only a idea. And therefore, maybe that's the svara, the chalik to Dina Nefashis and Dina Mamis. Now, Reb Chaim goes on and he says his own teretz tastes his kasha. And he explains that L'chayra Yesh La'ayin Pshat in the Gemara. What's the difference between Eide Mechir and Eide Gneva? Just like the Eide Mechir could say that Avdi Mechart, that he's Eved Ivri Mecharti, and therefore we don't see in our Eides any Chiyam Misa. L'chayra, why could the Eide Gneva also say the same thing? Let the Eide Gneva also say, we just came to be made that he stole him. Where do you see that any Chiyam Misa? We didn't say that he sold him. Just like the Eide Mechir are missing the Eides on the Gneva, the Eide Gneva also missing the Eides on Mechir. Why does the Gemara seem to hold that it's different? Says Reb Chaim that it's choluk be yisoyde the Eide Gneva and Eide Mechira. By Eide Gneva, they're being made on half the chiyuv. full half of the chiyuv. Masha ikid the edim achira, they're not being made bechlal on a chiyuv. Kol zman there's no edim gneva here. Just selling someone is not half a chiyuv. It's nothing. We don't see bechlal that you sold a person that was stolen. Then it's nothing. The edim of achira is nothing. Masha ikid the edim gneva is on half of a chiyuv. So therefore says Reb Chaim that it's very different from the case of the Gemara Baba Kama. The case of the Gemara Baba Kama, each kat of edim is walking in and being made that you were negeach. And that makes you b'chayim b'chati nezik, and that also intrinsically makes you a step closer to becoming a mu'ed. That every negicha, that the gicha number one, becoming a mu'ed. The second kat edim makes it gicha number two becoming a mu'ed. It's automatically nichla in their edus. Now, why do we need a remiza to make them edim zayim on the din mu'ed? That's only because lav dafka, that was what they were trying to do. We just need a remiza to point out, for one point, to know that they were being zomam to do that. But the fact that the etzem edus is an edus on becoming a sharmuah, that's intrinsically nichla on their edus. Masha Enkin over here says, Reb Chaim, the edim achir b'fnei atzmon, the remiza over here we're going to need that to make them b'chlal, that their edus should be an edus on achiv misa b'chlal. Who said their edus is b'chlal shayich to achiv misa? Our edus that you sold someone is not b'chlal shayich to achiv misa. Like the Gemara says, b'teich shayich loy me'evet ivri mecharti, I sold my evet ivri. We don't see anything in an edus of mechira. And therefore says Reb Chaim, it's pashit that it's going to be choluk, the two Gemaras, Lagabi, for Miza would work. Lagabi to know that you're being zomam, so that's umdur de muchach from their Miza, that you're trying to do it. Mashengin says Reb Chaim, just because you were being roimiz, and we see that you're trying to do it, doesn't help it be nichlal in your edus. Kolzman, it's not established in Bezdin, al pi edim, that this person was stolen, that this God have stole a person, then the fact that edus of Mechira still is nothing, and therefore since Peshas your edus, the edus of Mechira is worthless, is nothing, therefore says Reb Chaim that then you can't have a din edim zayim on it. It doesn't help the remiza. The remiza only helps to be mashlam achasaran that we didn't know you were trying for a certain point. Your edus was koilet, but we didn't know you were trying to do that. That remiza helps on. That's the Gemara Baba Kama. Remiza helps for that. Masha'ekin in a case where you could say, b'toich shi yachaloy me'ev ivri mecharti, says Reb Chaim, then the remiza is not malo umoyrid. It wouldn't be able to help that. That's a chiddush of the Gemara. The remiza can't help that because it's missing the gufa edus. We don't have a gufa edus b'chlal on a chiyam misa. We don't have b'chlal have any tzad chiyam misa in your edus. Kol's man, Bezin doesn't establish the fact in Bezin al pi edim that this person was stolen. Now, l'chayr l'fidus Reb Chaim, it's answered the other kashas of Taisus has in our sugya. In Taisus Reb Masal Abdi Mecharti, Taisus asked that v'b'toymar, ilav the mikdala yika'osu, im yavayu edim she'ini avdim, kein lamai ka'osu. Taisus asked that how could it be that they're coming to selling his avid ivri? Why are they coming to Bezdin? It's obvious that they're coming to try to be Mechayiv HaMisa. Now, if you're Reb Chaim, this kash is not shver. Very nice, it's obvious that he's trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa. That's not the problem in our sugyo. The problem in our sugyo is not because we don't know that he's trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa. The problem in his sugyo is that the Edus is not an Edus on Chiyam Misa. Because since we don't know that yet, Bezdin, that he stole it, even though we know that that's what he's trying to do, it doesn't help. And takes the second kash, Taisa asks another question that L'chayra, Taisus says it has to be that they weren't master him lamisa. Because if they were master him lamisa, then they can't come and say that they came for a different purpose. They can't come along and say that maybe he sold his Evan Ivri. What do you mean you were master him? That if he sells this person, he's gonna get killed. So it's obviously you're trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa. So Taisus says that Taisus therefore assumes in his question that you weren't master. And then he asks, how could you be Mechayiv HaMisa? And Taisus says it has to be that there were other people being master that they didn't know about. So says, they were mastering Lamisa, everything. They were trying to kill him, they were mastering Lamisa, everything. Afal Pikin the Potter. Says Reb Chaim means that the Gufa Eidos is not an Eidos, Bechlal and Chiyamisa. And the Chayr we see from Taisvis, all the Taisvis, the Kasha that Reb Chaim was coming to answer, and the two kashas that we just mentioned in Taisus Reb Masal Abdi, Taisus learned not like Reb Chaim. Taisus learned there's no such Svara. As long as Seif Dover, the Eidos of Mechir over here, is going to be used to be Mechayiv HaMisa, after the Edim Gneva come at the Bezdin, and we know that you were trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa, you would have it in Edim Zaymimim. And the whole side of the sugi over here, just like what Taisus assumes, is that we don't know Bechlal that you're trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa, since the Edim Gneva didn't come at the Bezdin yet, we don't see from the Edim HaMachir that you were trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa. And that's why Taisus is trying to work out exactly why it's possible to say over here that he wasn't trying to be Mechayiv HaMisa. What happened? Why did he come to Bezdin Bechlal? I, Lechayr, there was Asra, Elamai, there was no Asra. that's a steer for the Gemara Baba Kama. Over there we see that you were trying to make him a Mu'ad Ayidei Mermiza. Why are they not? All the three kashas of Tosfos, we see clearly that he argued on Reb Chaim in the beer of the Sugya. He learned up that the problem of the Sugya is a problem in his Mama, that we don't know you're trying to be Chayiv Misa. There was no problem that wasn't Nichlal in your Eidus, the Chayiv Misa, because once the Eidah Gneva are going to come and get accepted in Bezdin, then it will be Nichlal in your Eidus, that you Chayiv Misa, but it would be the scale that your Eidus Be'emes was be Chayiv Misa afterwards.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.